Okay, so Kathy, if you could just, for my listeners, first tell us about Joe and his situation, but before you do that, if you could just tell us your relation to him. You work for him, correct?
Yes, I do. I am an administrative assistant, and I've been with him for over 5 years.
Okay. All right, and if you could just tell us about the situation that, and it's Joe Iannacelli, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, if you could just tell us the situation that Joe's going through with alimony and, you know, just exactly what happened. Just clarify it for my listeners, please.
Okay. 30-some years ago, he obtained a divorce. Part of the divorce decree was that his wife would stay home and raise their three children. She didn't like that. She went to work right away. He didn't object to that. She started having weekend boyfriends, and he didn't really care for that. And she petitioned the court to have the custody for the teenage boys switched over to Mr. Joe, and the court denied her request. So she moved out of state and brought the boys back, dropped them out on an island, put them out on a shopping center, threw their clothes out on his front lawn, and then left the state to live with her boyfriend. She did keep the daughter, and Joe did continue to pay child support for the daughter. It went to court then, of course, and outside the court, Joe and his ex-wife did agree that he would not pay any further alimony, and as long as he continued to pay the child support for the youngest child, he would take over support for the two older boys and raise them.
And this was how long after the divorce?
About 2 to 4 years.
Okay. And the divorce happened, you said 30-some odd years ago?
1972.
Okay. Continue.
After the kids turned 21, she went back for her alimony because it had not went through the courts. And at that time, a judge said there are just causes for him to not be paying. And it was not that she had unclean hands because she came to the court and she had violated the divorce decree as well. And the judge says, I will not hold you in contempt. And they left the court and it stayed away for a while. And then she tried it again. The judge told him the same thing.
And this was also only a few years after the divorce?
I'm not exactly sure of the dates. It's been in litigation for the most of the time since they divorced.
Okay.
At different times.
All right.
There was a good 10-year gap where she did not attempt to collect alimony. Under Georgia law at the time, the alimony became it was too old. She could no longer collect.
Okay.
Georgia did change the law, and at that time they said that alimony and child support payments could never go away. It would always be out there that you could always go back and attempt to collect.
Okay.
It should not have had any impact on their divorce at all. But when she went back to court again, the judge said, yeah, well, she can go ahead and attempt to collect on this. The judge again said, I will not put you in jail for this, for not paying. And that was the way it stood until the ex-wife's previous attorney ran for judge in Glynn County. And when he was elected, he gave this dead case to Nathan Williams. And he admitted that he gave that to him as a way of saying thank you to Amanda Williams, who's the chief judge in Glynn County, for her support during his run for the judge.
And Amanda Williams is Nathan Williams'
mother.
Mother, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And we have had a tremendous backlog in Glynn County as far as getting a civil case on the docket. It can take 3 to 4 years for a civil case to be heard. After Nathan got this case, it was on the docket in 3 months. There's been so many things, you know, wrong with this case, and there was a great deal of pressure put on his local attorney. His local attorney says, I won't represent you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
went to Atlanta to get an attorney, and anything that they try to bring in that pertains to this case, they keep being told no.
Okay. Now I want to just recap real quick, because the way you're explaining it, you know, I couldn't believe it when I read it myself, but I just, you know, for my listeners, I want to clarify. Okay. Joe Iannacelli, who is in jail right now for not paying alimony, his ex-wife's former attorney became a judge, correct?
That is correct.
And then he reopened the case, stating that Joe didn't have to pay alimony anymore.
Well, he gave the case to a different attorney.
Yeah, he gave it to a different attorney.
Yes. Her former attorney has not done anything, had anything to do with this.
Okay, okay. Just to understand, he kind of, he transferred the case to another attorney, correct?
Yes, he did.
Okay, and this attorney is the son of
the chief judge in the district.
Okay, and so that was the way that they were able to kind of reopen the case and
yes,
get it restarted. Okay, I understand.
She does assign all cases to be heard.
Okay, all right.
She assigns the judge.
Now, what kind of justification did she offer for? I mean, I know she's the judge, so ultimately she makes the decision. But was there any reason that she gave?
Well, she will not make a decision on this. If her son collects the money, he rents his office building from her.
Mm-hmm.
So she actually has a financial stake in his financial success.
Okay.
Because if he makes money, then he pays his rent. If he's not making any money, well, somebody's footing the bill.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand. So, but in regards to Joe, what possible reason did she give? Did she give any explanation? Because, I mean, it sounds a little bit ridiculous that she would put him in jail for this.
Well, technically, she did not.
Mm-hmm.
It's another judge within the system. The judge that's actually signed the order, his name is Judge Wilkes, and he shares a law clerk with Amanda Williams.
Okay.
Nathan had several closed-door meetings with the clerk regarding this case. Joe's attorney was not allowed to be in on those cases.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Nathan has admitted to calling the judge frequently on behalf of this case, trying to get them to sign the order. The judge did hold off signing the order as long as he could, but he was in a position to where his hands were pretty much tied.
And when you say signing the order, that means what would the signing the order do?
The order was either pay up or go to jail.
Okay, and so signing the order would make Joe go to jail, but he's already in jail. So
well, that was the order that was signed that put him in jail.
Oh, okay. So it did eventually get signed then.
It did eventually get signed, and he has refused to pay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Under principle.
Yes, under the principle that she abandoned those children. And she had no right to the alimony, which, you know, at the time she did that, she also agreed.
Okay. I'm a little under the weather, so I kind of lost my voice and I can't speak that loudly. So you have to bear with me. But here we have a situation where an 80-year-old man has been thrown in jail because a judge overturned a divorce decision of alimony and him not having to pay alimony that was put into place 30 years ago. You heard me right. Alimony can come back to get you 30 years after your divorce, and the corrupt divorce system that favors women and hates men will throw an 80-year-old man in jail if he doesn't pay alimony. This is the final straw. This is war. I've put links and information for Joe Iannacelli and links to a video that he put up right before he was arrested and to his website. This man got thrown in jail for not wanting to pay alimony to a woman that he's been divorced to for 37 years, who abandoned his children. This is war. This is war.